Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Enter the Light radio show, to the Sacred Embers Network featuring Enter the Light. And today is Thursday, March something. March. I am your host, Ryan Adragna. And with me tonight is Denise Ramon, Michael Christopher, Jan Drake Bakke, and missing tonight, through no fault of his own, is Dennis. So tonight, together with us in this roundtable, we are going to share our psychic intuitive messages with mediumship healings, animal totems, poetry, and more. So please call in for a free reading at 646-564-9868. And please, guys, ladies and gentlemen, callers and listeners, particularly the callers who I see on the board, as much as a propensity is to ask more than one question, we please that you ask only one question to the roundtable here. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, it can drag on for 20 minutes. And the past couple of weeks, we've had a bunch of callers that drop because, some callers just take more than 20 minutes. And it's not fair to the rest of the people. So we just ask one question, please. And for tonight, the theme of this discussion of tonight is second guessing ourselves while doing readings or in life in general. So yeah, second guessing yourself. So I guess before we begin the show, if we can just kind of go around the room and introduce ourselves, not to pick on anybody in particular, but Michael, how's it going?
It's going good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Could you tell the callers and listeners how to get to you, please, and what your line of expertise is, and all that kind of stuff.
So many things. My Facebook page is just Michael Christopher Evidential Medium, and then my website is michaelchristophermedium.com. What I do, primarily, I do a lot of things, but my focus right now is mainly mediumship. Although it's interesting that once I put my muggle job behind me a month ago, I'm finding things are starting to open up in other areas. Actually, they've been there. I just have ignored them. But the intuitive readings are starting to get a little bit more clear. Healing, which is still boggling my mind. It's weird. So I'm kind of exploring that too, but right now I'm just focusing still pretty much on my mediumship and the intuitive side of that. If that makes sense.
Excellent.
Connecting with people's guides.
Yeah.
Yep, that kind of stuff.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure.
Denise?
Hey there, Howard. How's everyone? Good, I hope.
Good.
I'm an intuitive medium healer, and how I started out was, first I didn't do mediumship work when I first started doing this, and years ago I just did the healing, and I do that through my team that has been with me forever in the healing, and I do it remote now. I used to do it in my home, but now I just do it remote. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. I can still connect with your energy. I like doing healings, but I also like doing my intuitive mediumship work. I like that as well. So I do a mixture of both of those. And how people can connect with me is DeniseRamon.com. Thanks.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much, Denise. And Jan, how about you?
Great. Oh, thanks. Good. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, I've been doing it for about 5 years, a little bit less, maybe, doing readings. And I feel I still am working on it, you know. I still keep learning so much from all the time about doing this work and stuff. And I'm an intuitive psychic medium, and I focus mostly on the psychic part, but I do a little bit of mediumship, and that's mostly with animals, crossed over animals, and then animal spirit totems also. And so that's, people really like to have predictions. So that's, I do a lot of that, and that is, oh boy, it's, I don't even know how I got into that, but it, I think 1 year, Patty Negri, one of my teachers, and asked me to do some predictions for this one group. So I did, and it came out fairly okay. It came out pretty good. And so I think ever since then, people just have been asking me for predictions of what they do with, you know, what's going to happen to them. So that's mostly what I do. And, you know, it's, I love doing it, but I, oh, this, now talk about second guessing. Oh my gosh, that's something else. And it is, so anyway, that's what I do. And I also write poetry, and I like, I am working on trying to sell my poetry to singers and bands. And that's what I'm trying, that's what I want to do. That's something on the side that I'm working on. So it's a, you know, I work on, I share my poetry all over the place, a lot on Twitter, in my column, and on Facebook. And I've had the poetry in events already, and in musical videos already with a band. So friends of mine, and so, you know, I've done a little bit, but I haven't really done a whole lot. So that's, I'm interested in that on the side, and then I do the readings. And psychic detective work, I do a little bit when I can. And that, we have a group at the Channeling Eric that has a private group that does that kind of work. So there's a lot to do here. We're filled up, a lot of all of us, doing a lot of stuff. And so you can find me at Jan Drake Bakke on Twitter and Facebook. And then my website is www.wefindourway. And that's it. For that.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jan. And I am Ryan Adragna, and I'm an energy healer. I'm also humanitarian in the fact that I like to help people out, and I do that through the energy healing process. And that involves getting I'll speak up a little bit here, sorry about that. That involves clearing out people's chakras, spinning a balance again, getting rid of unwanted energies, coaching, counseling, teaching, even a little bit of ghost busting. So a lot of stuff that happens in the non-physical is what I work on. It's, it's my passion to help humanity. So, people can find me at healingthroughspirit.com, or if they have questions about what I do, they can send me an email at healingthroughspirit@gmail.com, and I've been doing this for many years, and, it's just such a great pleasure. And I can only speak for myself here, but it's just such a great pleasure when you are able to help one soul at a time and help them get back to the divinity of zero, whether it be through a mediumship reading or it be through a healing. It doesn't really matter. I mean, that's where my mind is at anyway. So that's my little introduction, minute elevator speech, but I promised I wouldn't laugh tonight, so I'm going to try not to laugh because, you know, the theme for tonight is, you know, how, you know, second-guessing ourselves. I mean, what does that really mean, to second-guess yourself? And I'm not going to... I've got my own feelings on that, what I've learned, but I guess does anybody want to start kind of on that conversation of what does it mean? And second-guessing yourself, I guess we can maybe take it from the perspective of mediumship abilities, because they're not gifts, they're abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that mean to second guess yourself? Before I kick it off to the round table here, it's like, okay, there's a dead tree in the backyard. It needs to be cut down. I don't know if I can do it by myself. I'm second guessing myself. Will the chainsaw start? Will I do it safely? Will anybody get hurt? You know, there's a lot of variables in that equation, and for, you know, from a mediumship perspective, maybe it means, and I'll just throw this out the table to start the discussion, maybe it means just to believe in your own abilities. I don't know. So I'm going to throw that on the table, and let's get the discussion going. Crickets. I don't want to hear crickets. I want to hear discussions. I'm sorry. I said I wouldn't laugh.
I love your laughter, Ryan. I'll start. I've trust has been something that I've had to work on. I think I came in learning. That was one of my biggest things to do, was to learn to trust, you know, people and myself, and just trust. That's something that I think will continue to work on till the end, probably. But and I agree with you, Ryan. I think that these abilities we have, I think everybody has them. It was shown to me one time, we all have these abilities, but it's what we do, how we do it we have our own unique way of how we do things. But we all have these abilities. And, I had a tapping session at EFT. I think it's been about probably a month ago. And we went there, and I did my tapping session, and I had no idea what was coming up, you know, and I mainly signed up for it for someone else, but I went ahead and did a session myself, and as it was going on, you know, as we were getting ready to go and the stuff came up, what came up for me was when I was in the fourth grade. I mean, I had no memory, you know, I just completely blocked it out, and so when I was in the fourth grade, I got an F on my report card, and one F, and I was devastated by that. And, you know, it validated for me at that moment that I was stupid. And I always had a fear that I was stupid, you know, just because, and I have a brother that's got a very low IQ, like 71, and mental retardation is 69. So I always thought, you know, that I had to be dumb like him. I just collected that. So when I got home, you know, my sister made a comment about God to things, you know, I've never made math and I'm in eighth grade or whatever, you know, she was in. And so that validated for me that I was stupid. And I just always had doubt. And when I had that tapping session and when that came up and got released, I changed instantly. And in my work that I do with my mediumship work, a lot of not a lot of questioning or wondering, because I feel like as mediums, from the ones that I've talked with, we go through phases of doubting and wondering and stuff like that, even though we know we know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, my confidence level just rose so high from that one session that I had, and it was just amazing how something can stop you from growing, I guess. And I have a change in the trust, because sometimes I do wonder, like today I was thinking so strong of this person I used to work with, and I was like, I'll text her. I was like, oh no, that's just your thoughts, you know, that's nothing. But I just went ahead and texted her, and she goes, oh my God, I was just thinking of you. And so it's like, you know, I had that moment there of doubt, but then I'm like, no, I know this is something more. And I just feel like the more, it's like a muscle. The more you use it, the more you start listening instead of doubting. And I think the biggest thing is trusting that we are all knowing, and to take more value. And this is for me to take more value in myself. And how I do that is through learning to love every inch of me each day, you know. And that may sound corny or whatever, but there's, you know, parts of me that I wish were different, and I don't mean physicalness. I mean just things, you know, that I've, you know, through the years you do things that you wish you wouldn't have done or you had said or something, you know. And yesterday I just was in a real cranky mood because things just weren't flowing like how I wanted. Just things just started changing on me. I was just so sick of it. And something in my head said, Denise, the easiest way to get out of a bad attitude is go do something nice for somebody. And I was on my way to Starbucks, and something said, buy the person in line behind me a drink. So that's what I did. But I still had to ask how much is it, because I didn't want to pay for a $40 entree. I mean, you know, drink menu. But that's what I did, and it got me out of that mood, because when I get into that crankiness, then I do start questioning things even more about me, like, why are you doing this? Or I start to put myself down, like, you're too busy, you're too good, you're, you know, instead of looking at it. But that self, I think it's about self-love. I think that's really what it's about for me. It's just self-love and learning to love every inch of me and know that, you know, I am this. Not that I'm, I don't know how to put, you know, I am a co-creator, you know. I am a part of God. I am God, you know. We are all these things, and I'm not this weirdness sticking out from everyone else, and everyone else fits in but me, you know. And I think it's just about, and sticking that one foot through the fear and just dragging that other one behind just to get you over in it. And I use that analogy because sometimes that's what I have to do. I just have to stick that one foot through that fear and just go and the trust, it's with the fear, you know, fear of what if. And it is, that's something that I really work on every day. Every day I work on that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps with meditation and prayer and talking about it, really talking about it. So that's my take on that.
That's nice, Denise.
That is very nice, Denise. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I mean, sharing is caring. And Michael, not to pin the tail on the donkey, but what's your kind of take on this stuff?
Well, I am an ass, so it doesn't matter.
I didn't say that. Well, I'll put you this way, Michael.
I'm a self-proclaimed ass. Everybody knows that. Who really knows me? But anyway.
You're the guest, Miguel. That's how it works.
No, it's second guessing. You know, it's part of this work. I don't think. I don't want to say we completely shake it. I mean, I've only been doing this relatively short time, you know, a little over, 3.5 years, I think it is. And, I mean, when you step back and think about what we do, we talk with invisible people, you know, and the only validation we have is from the people that sit across from us. So, I mean, really, without their validation, it does. It makes you look at, you know, the things that you receive. It's like, okay, am I really about to say this? You know, because, I mean, especially when I started, you know, I was like, oh, my God, you know, they're telling me this, but holy crap, you know, I'm going to feel like an ass if I say this. But you just get to the point where, like, you know, or at least I did, you know, I'm trying to find a way to put this nicely, but I just, after a while, just said, screw it, you know, whatever they come through with, I'm going with whatever they show me. I'm saying, you know, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it all. And what I found was the more that you just let go like that and just trust, you'd be surprised how much information is correct or gets validated. Am I saying I'm always right? Heck no. I mean, this is, you're never going to be 100% right because we're interpreting. I mean, spirit has their own language and we have to interpret how they're giving it. It's got to penetrate, you know, the human mind, and then we just, you know, we do the best we can. But, you know, the second guessing and the fear, you know, I thought it was bad when I was doing one-on-ones, but then I stepped right into doing group readings and gallery readings and talk about, you know, the fear bumping up then and second guessing. I mean, that's always my fear still, you know, is I'm going to go out and bunch, you know, and do this and in front of however many people. I mean, the size of the crowd varies, but that's my number one thing in the back of my mind is, you know, is spirit going to show up? And by this point, I should know by now, they do. They're always there. It's just that human ego trying to protect us, you know, and whispering that little vote of, you know, fear, whatever you want to call it. But you're always going to battle that. It's just getting to the point where you just get confident enough in your work that you know, at a certain point, and there is, I know I'm rambling, but I'll get this point out. I vividly remember the turning point, you know, for me, where I would get so nervous before, especially gallery readings or group readings. And I think it was my first, one of my biggest events, it was at a psychic fair in a city here in North Dakota. And, I mean, I was a nervous wreck the night before. And I remember the next day, I was still nervous. But I went in the room probably 15 minutes ahead of time and just sat there by myself. And, you know, all of a sudden, just calmness came over me. And it was just like this, you know what? What is the absolute worst thing that could happen right now? You know, absolute worst case scenario, spirit doesn't show up. You have a bad day. You know, it happens. We're human. So if that's my absolute worst, you know, it can only get better from there. And, I mean, even with that absolute scenario, I mean, people are going to be understanding that, you know, hey, I'm having a bad day. It didn't happen. You walk away and you come back. You do it again. So if I got in my mind, that's the absolute worst thing that could happen, you know, and I just got this rush of confidence that I'm just going to do the best I can. They're going to show up. They always do. And I just press forward. And it was just crazy after that point that my confidence just kept growing because of that scenario. And actually it did happen where I had one of these days and at a group reading. Long story, I won't get into it, but it was like a medium's worst case scenario and everything turned out fine afterwards. You know, it just, we planned on redoing it and that's that. So to me, you got to go through those experiences because it teaches you so much, you know. I could have walked away from the one I just mentioned very defeated, but I walked away knowing that it was a lesson for me to learn that, one, to test my resolve. It's like, all right, you want to be a medium, you know, is this going to make you quit? And I answered that right away. I was like, hell no, I'm not quitting, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, those little tests, they have purpose, you know, and it is. I've told people this before. Again, I know I'm relatively new guy to doing this work, but, you know, your resolve is going to get tested constantly. You're always going to have to answer that question, why am I doing this? Why do I want to do this? And if you can't find that answer, then, you know, it's probably not something that's going to last, you know. So hopefully some of that made sense.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
I try to have points.
That was great, Mike.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, and I'm not the only one here trying to speak about it, but I think that makes a lot of sense. So thank you for speaking your truth on that.
Yep.
That's not always hard. It's not always easy to do. And not to pin a tail on another donkey here, but Jan, what's your perspective on this? She's gonna kill me for this.
Oh God!
Donkeys are real smart, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Denise.
I know they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really love what everybody says and can relate to a lot of it, and especially about when you said, Mike, that you were. Do you want to do it, or am I going to quit, or how am I going to, you know, because I felt that way a few times when I was doing some of the crimes and without talking about the client, or that we're not allowed, once we put them in the room, we don't discuss the crime anymore because it's like sacred now, it's secret. But this one guy we were working on, and he was in another country. We were trying to find him. And we were so close. I mean, like almost right on his tail. Speaking of tails, we were right there. And I was trying desperately to call the police over there. And I couldn't get through because I had information for them, you know. And it was just like I was too late. I knew where he was. I found him. I knew exactly where he was, and I couldn't get through to the police. And the next thing we know, the next day, they found him where I knew where he was, and he was dead. And that just freaked me out. I had to take a break. I had to stop. I had to leave for about a month. I just couldn't even talk. I can't even talk about it now. I want to cry. Anyway, that's because I was so close getting him, to finding him, and hoping the police could get him. And so anyway, but then you realize, and we talked about it in the group, it was his time to leave. You know, there was nothing anyone could do. When God wants you to go, it's time to go. When it's your time, you're going to go, you know. So I wasn't meant to save him or get, you know what I mean? So anyway, talking about I looked it up called guessing about second guessing, and it says anticipate, predict by guesswork, and so that's the one thing that because I still feel like such a beginner in this work, and it bothers me so much that I don't get things right all the time. It just really bothers me. it's like a pet peeve of mine. And I like the idea of how Mike says, I don't get it all right all the time, you know, and just be happy with it. And I'm trying to be happy with that and just accept myself for it. Cause I just don't know if you can always be 100%, cause it's hard, you know, some of this work is hard. And I do meditations. It takes me forever to do a reading because I've gotten into the meditation thing that I do for the readings. And, you know, and my teachers have said it's okay, and some of them have said you need to stop that. You don't need to do it. But, you know, that's how I do readings. I want to meditate first because I want to make sure I get the right information, and because I get so uptight if I don't, because people are counting on it. They want to know a certain thing, and I want to make sure I come through. But you know what? The other thing is sometimes things just change. And I mean, things can change in a day or in a minute, in an hour. And so what you might be perceiving at the moment may change. And it's perfectly okay that it does. That's just, so what I'm saying is that the sitters or the people who go get a reading, just know that they're going to do the best they can for you, but realize that the information may change. It's subject to change. And so, you know, a lot of times the readings we do are correct and stuff, but sometimes they're not. And so you just have, I want to tell the clients, please just, you know, give us a little leeway there because, you know, sometimes it changes. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say about that, on and on and on. And then I just have some poems, and I'll just go ahead and read them, and I feel like I'm taking too long already. This one's called, "It Is No Longer a Mystery. I listen to the voice inside of me. I look inside to the vision, and I can see it is my soul that I must trust, and this is how it is to be. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I'm okay and I'm clear and I'm free and all is well. It is no longer a mystery. And when I can feel so many things that come to me, that sense into my body, for faces appear freely, I get the feelings and emotions as they well up inside of me. I can hear the songs and the words coming out so quickly. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I'm okay. I am clear. I am free. And all is well. It's no longer a mystery." And when I say call upon your name, that could be your guide or your angel or your family member or your master, you know, or your spiritual leader or whatever. That's what I meant by that. And then this one goes, "Cosmic continuum. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which helps us to keep our equilibrium." And this is called March Madness. And it goes, "It's new and exciting, and love is in the air. Spring fever about to pounce. Revival is upon us everywhere. Step out into new discoveries and rejuvenations. Drink down revelations, epiphanies, and inspirations. Walk into the sunlight. Skip under the moon's shining white. Run to the blazing wave of energetic might. Dance into your dreams of exciting delight. It's March Madness of this beautiful year. Remember to laugh and cheer and always speak life over everything and in between for this majestic 2019. And this one goes, "God is smiling at you. Breathe in white and see the light. Breathe in God's increase and feel serenity and peace. Look up at the blue. God is smiling at you." And this one goes, "Higher dimensions can come from kindness, love, forgiveness, charity, service, integrity, and divine superpowers." And this one goes, "Fingers stand and reach. Everyone has a story that is heartbreaking. God stands us up to keep going again. Stand up and reach." And this one goes, "Trust. I want to trust you. I want to trust me. I don't always trust others, and sometimes I trust so completely. I trust with my whole heart, and I mistrust and sometimes fall apart. And some of that can be so silly. And then I realize the one I have not trusted was really me." And this one goes, "Sometimes what we judge in others is what we see in ourselves. Be gentle with yourself." And this one goes, "I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there so we can drink each other's colors and laugh with majestic ecstasy." And this one goes, "Breathe. Sometimes all we can do is breathe, and breathing is all we need for a day." And then vibrant peace, enchanting energy. Allow it to be. Embrace its flow. Don't force its nature. Let it be free. Let it go. Breathe into it. Exhale its freedom. Align to its calling. When you feel it, you will always want some. Trust its pathway. Surrender to its increase. Channel its enchanting energy. Vibrant peace. And there's only two more. The compassionate, this one's called, "Don't be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help you or others. But when you have compassion for yourself, then you have compassion for your sisters and brothers." And this is called peace. Many remarkable things in 2019, so that your creative energy is set free. And sometimes we may agree to disagree, but that we might hold hands in a circle so wide that it extends throughout the earth, even if it's in one's mind. It ripples unity, peace, and a rebirth. No matter who or what we are, our hearts and souls pulse a breath and resonate close and far, that we'll always remember we are not done, that we are not alone. God has tabs on each one of us along our life's journey and road. The signs are always shown and right near us, as we may also be told that each of us will stand in our peace and never demean our soul's path that may be of many remarkable things in 2019. And there you have it.
Nice.
That's that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kind of long. There's
Thank
a lot of them.
So much, Jan.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have quite a lineup of callers here, but just a few announcements here for the callers and listeners who may not be aware. The Channeling Eric Mediums page will be changing on March 11th on your URL link to the Channeling Eric Mediums page instead of that silly name. So just want to kind of point that out a little bit. And what other announcements? I'm also asking all callers or listeners who are identifying their mediumship abilities, and not gifts, their abilities, to please step forward and work with one of the admins. I'm one of them. It's a fast, easy process. It's not hard. Don't overthink it. Just do it. Just do it. So let me get back to the theme of second guessing yourself. I second guessed myself maybe 3-4 years ago, something like that. I've repeated myself many times here on the show, but I did not know I was a born healer into this lifetime until I was like 41 years old, which is pretty late. It's not like I've been doing this for 20 years, but I was taught 2,000 years ago, and I had one medium told me that. I said, you're full of crap. I didn't want to believe it. And then I had a second medium and a third medium do it. And so, like an engineer, because I have an engineer's mind, the more data points you have, the stronger the data is. It's tight, nice and tight, and you're like, all right, I see a trend here. I'm beginning to believe this. And it took me, speaking about second-guessing yourself, it took me, I don't know, 6 months to figure it out. And, it wasn't easy to do. There's no owner's manual for this stuff, so I encourage the callers and the listeners who are second-guessing themselves to please be patient with yourselves. There's no, if your name is Steve or Mary or Sue or whatever, there's no owner's manual gifted underneath that Christmas tree. I don't mean to say, well, not Christmas tree, whatever your belief system is. There's really no owner's manual per se to figure this stuff out. It is what it is. But it's your challenge, it's your journey to try to figure this stuff out. And when I first started, did I second guess myself? Heck yes, I did. I'm some redneck guy from Wisconsin, okay? Who am I? I'm just some dude from Wisconsin that likes to go up north and go deer hunting, And I'm like, now I know that I have this ability. I'm like, I don't know what that means. And did I do a lot of second guessing? You betcha. And it took me a while to own it. It took me a while to stop blocking myself. And that's why I tell a lot of my clients today, because I spent, 2 hours on the phone with someone last night. They kept me up till 2 a.m. I won't mention her name. I might get in trouble. But I'm like, holy cow. I said, I really have to go to bed now. She's like, well, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I said, stop second-guessing yourself. and just own who you truly are, which is a light worker or a worker of the light. And like you, Michael Christopher, you're very, very happy with where you're at right now. You're learning it. And you're very, very good at what you do, and so is everyone else at this round table. And I was just, I'm just deliciously satisfied with where I'm at today. I crave more. I crave more learning and more vibrational development and more growth. And, you know, how should I say it? There are people around me that have more clairs than I do, and that's cool. I'm cool with that. People see spirits, people hear spirits, and all that kind of stuff, and I don't. But I'm cool with my own abilities, and I'm cool with the fact that I stopped second guessing what I'm good at, because I've owned my way of not second-guessing it anymore. I don't know if that makes any sense. I've just owned it. And when people own their own abilities, you know, I mean, no one's a cookie cutter out there. Everyone at this round table, including Dennis, who's not here tonight with us, everyone has their own unique abilities. And, you know, everyone is blessed with their own unique way to connect to the spirit world and to help people. Humanitarians is what we are, you know. I mean, we're humanitarians. So with that all, with the, I will shut up my big yapper here because the phone lines are blowing up here. I have to write this stuff down because I don't know if we have time to get through all this stuff here. I'm looking at the phone lines, and just a quick commercial break before we go on here. Area code 703-307-607-951-503-351. Hang in there. We'll get to you, and we'll get your questions answered. Asked. I'm trying not to laugh. I can't help it. All righty then. You guys ready to go?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every time you say
Michael.
Clairs, I always think eclairs.
Yeah. Michael, are you still there?
Nope, I left.
I'm going to get you a coffee, buddy. All right. So you guys all set to go? So here we go. The person who's been waiting the longest, area code 703. Area code 703. You are on the air. Can we get your name? Where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Andrea. I'm from Virginia. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You know, very interesting topic because I'm kind of starting to second guess myself as well. You know, so certain things, but you know, I'm the one trying out for the TV show.
Right.
Well, you know, starting to second guess. This is my 6th year trying out. I think the callbacks are done. I keep getting signs from the universe, you know, positive signs, but somehow I don't make it. And they watch my video again, but I don't even know if the doors are still open or closed or you know, so I'm starting to second guess, is this really going or what? But the signs are still there from the universe to keep going, or something's happening, but I don't know. I don't know what the universe is trying to tell me.
Right away, I just get keep going. I keep seeing the word breakthrough. And again, what I'm getting is just, this is just a test of your resolve, but I see breakthrough and I see to keep pursuing, keep going.
Yeah, it's really weird because today I'm driving around. I mean, in the last 3 days, I must have seen L.A. license plates. I mean, like every single day, and that's the next, you know, audition is that. And I got a hit on my video again, but, you know, I just don't know what universe, you know, other than that, keep going. I mean, it's like every day in my face, it's like, so, it's like, what? It's just crazy. I think the door's still open. I don't think it's closed, but I haven't got the call back yet, but.
I got don't give up.
I know, it's like you said, how many times are you going to beat yourself? It's like, what can I do? It's like the universe gives me a sign. It's like, how many times can I improve or do something out of my box, out of the, you know, it's like, I don't know what to do anymore. It's like, I've done what I can do. It's just kind of crazy.
Hey, Andrea.
Yeah.
Brian.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. What I would like you to do as I'm merging to your energy field right now is I want you to slow down and say I want you to ground and clear your energies on a daily basis, which is what you're not doing. Okay. You know how to do that stuff?
Uh-huh.
You know how to ground and clear your energies?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll give you a 30 second. I'll give it to you in 30 seconds. There are many ways you can do it. What I like to do if it's not snowing where you're at, you know, get bare feet, go outside, hug an oak tree, and touch and squeeze an oak tree for about 30 seconds and just say, you can do Epsom salt baths, okay?
Okay.
You can also carry around black hematite, black tourmaline, clear quartz. Very, very
I have some of those things.
What's that?
I have some of those already.
Yeah, but you're not carrying them around with you, which you should be doing.
Oh, no, they're bracelets. I wear them every day.
Oh. The black tourmaline, the clear quartz, and the...
I have a quartz. Not the black one, but I do have a quartz.
Clear quartz, tourmaline, and black hematite. Make sure you sage them every couple weeks to clear them out, okay? Also want you to do your Epsom salt baths a couple times a week, okay?
Okay.
You've got a heart of gold. I was just examining your energy fields, your seven chakras really fast. You're in tip-top shape, pretty much. Your first chakra is kind of slow, but that's through no fault of your own. That's something to do with a little depression or anxiety from what you're going through right now, but that'll cease to exist soon enough. I'm also getting some lower vibrational frequencies on your feet from your ankles down. I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if your feet are sore or anything. I'm picking up something down there. Are your feet sore?
Sometimes I have. Sometimes my bottom of my heel hurts every once in a while.
Trying to buy a higher class of running shoes, okay?
I don't run, but I did buy new shoes so I could go to my gym class. So I already bought new shoes, but they're much better than my old shoes.
It's a very, very, very important that you don't buy cheap running shoes. You have to buy some that are probably the $150 to $200 range. Don't mistreat your feet, okay?
Yeah, no, I don't buy running shoes because I don't run. I buy dance shoes.
Well,
and my
I know,
dance class.
I know, but I know, but running shoes are cushioned, so they don't hurt your feet because you bounce a lot.
Yeah, but I can't. I have those shoes are usually too wide. I mean, too narrow for my feet. But I'll check into it.
Yeah. Just double check into that, and take it from there.
Okay.
And I'm feeling some minor discomfort in your second and third chakra area, but that may be just be due to some discomfort in some food you recently ate. I don't know. Nothing earth shattering. Let's see what else. Like I said, you've got a heart of gold, your vector is pointing in the right direction. Your compass is pointing north. You know what you want to do. You're a very highly intelligent woman. Pleiadian. Pleiadian. I think you're a Pleiadian.
What's that?
Check it. That's
I'll Google
genesis.
That.
I'm a star seed. Yeah, I think you're a Pleiadian. Very, very highly intelligent woman. So you know what you want in life. Your compass is pointing in the right direction. So kudos to you, okay?
Well, I'm actually going to be doing a talent show this coming Wednesday up here in my local, up in the next town over. So I did it last year, and the audience loved it, but the judges were like, I guess they loved it, but not enough to advance to another round. But you know what? I just keep plugging. So people come back again next year. Come back again next year. I'm like, all right. So I come back with something different. You know, I gotta think out the box.
So
I'm telling you, the signs from the universe are telling me that, I mean, if you sign stop, then you know your journey stops. So you have to pay attention.
Andrea, and also you're also a psychic medium, and that's not news to you. So I encourage you keep plugging along with your sixth chakra, okay, your third eye, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, I do.
All right, I'm not going to get on that into that further around the air, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
All right?
Okay. Awesome.
All right, I will pass to someone else. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, Andrea, should I go?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. Did somebody say hey a few minutes ago? Anybody remember saying just hey out of the blue? I mean, I heard somebody just say hey. And I thought, wait a minute. And Ryan was talking okay, well, I just heard it. Well, I wonder if it's going to be on the archives, so that'll be interesting. And anyway, so what I got right away when you were talking about it was just like what you're going to do is that you should be doing other performances while you're waiting for your audition, and I agree with everyone else here to keep going. Don't give up. Keep going to the auditions. And also to go to other things, and then you just said you are going to be going to a talent show. So that confirmed
another one.
What I was really feeling is that I feel like you should be doing as many talent shows and as many performances as you possibly can so that you can have as much experience and get more experience performing and getting used to that and developing your style and developing your getting your act, you know, refined.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more you do it and the more you perform it, it's going to be more refined every time, and it'll help you for the TV show that you keep trying out for. You know what I mean? So that's good. You're going to do that. That's very positive. And they keep asking you. Those people keep asking you to come back, so that's cool. So just keep going, you know? Yep. And then the animal I saw was chicken.
Chicken.
I don't know if I have given you a chicken before, but this one came in loud and clear. And it says, chicken is proud and purposeful. Chicken helps us to find our truth, focus our vision, develop sensitivity, open our empathic channels to others, and remain grounded. And they mean, they're such a very positive animal. The noble spirit, creative teacher, uncovers truth, awakens the world. And so unique and independent. And chickens have naturally behaved in doing well in groups. And purposeful determination. They scratch the ground and unearth the food, searching until they find what they want. And they have focused ability to expose truth that lies hidden just beneath the surface, too. So chickens are highly intelligent and self-reflective, and they will protect their personal space. Their spirit is very strong and very encouraging, and they like to learn new ideas. So I think that goes along with a lot of all your creativity, and I can see why the chicken is around you.
But people keep telling me every time I go to these auditions, like, you should really have a bunch of people with you. You know, make it more like a theatrical cut. It's like, if I could get people to come with me and do it, I would. I said, but I can't.
Neat.
So I'm solo.
That's really neat. Yeah. Well, I think the more that you perform in other shows, you may meet other people who might want to do that. You know what I mean? You just have to,
I've tried.
To get out there.
Yeah.
I mean, keep trying.
I keep trying. I keep trying.
Yeah. Good for you. I think it's a very positive thing that you're doing, and I think it's going to lead to things. I think you're going to be able to use it in lots of ways. I just keep at it. And I agree with whatever everybody else is getting, the positive go-ahead, you know, too.
Well, do you think the door is still open for this particular year, or do I really have to try it out all over again come like October, November, December?
I'd have to do a meditation on that.
Okay,
no
worries.
Yeah. But I think everybody is pretty much saying yes, go forward to it.
I don't want to ever give up because, like I said, the universe is – all those positive signs are there, and it's by my passion, so I don't want to give up. But at the same time, it's like, how many times do you want to beat yourself over the head and be like, okay, what do I do different? What do I do different? You know, so.
I know. Yeah. You just keep learning. That's all. You just.
Yep. All I can.
Yep.
All I can do.
All right, Andrea. Are you satisfied?
Well, thank you.
Definitely.
I'll keep you posted when I try out again.
Okay, good.
All right, sounds good. Michael,
thank you.
Do you have anything?
No, I went first.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I need more coffee. All right, thank you. Thank you. That's how that works. All right. Have a good night, Andrea. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And here we go. Area code 503. You're on the air. Can we get your name and you're calling from, please?
Hello?
503. Hello? Can you get your name and you're calling from, please? Yes, you're on the air.
Good evening. My name is Patricia, and I'm currently in Portland, Oregon, and I call myself an intuitive. I'm solid with my readings, though when I was born in South America, I used to see the spirits, and now I could only fear them. I mean, I know I can only feel them. So I wonder, my concern is, why don't I see them here? Why do I just feel them?
Hey Patricia, this is Ryan. I'm an energy healer, so I can't help you with that question. So with that, I'll pass on to the other people in the round table. I'm being blocked here.
Thank you, though.
I'm being blocked. I'm being blocked here by that question. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else able to help out Patricia?
Yep. And this is really not a psychic answer, but the thing is, with our abilities, some of them are stronger than others. The thing is not to focus on what you don't have and focus on what you do have and use it.
Okay.
I see many people get tripped up by this because they look at what they may have had as a child. They look at other mediums, what they have. I fell victim to this in the beginning too, because, you know, people would see spirit as they would human. And I would be like, you know, I want to see energy. I want to see spirit. And it just wasn't happening, you know, and a little bit, it got discouraging at first, but then, you know, I just started focused on mother abilities. And
so
I think that's
intuitive.
Right.
Okay.
That?
Stick with the intuitive part because I'm pretty confident with that.
Yeah. Work with that. And again, don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you have and just use it and have fun with it and help people. I mean, that's the best advice I can give.
Wonderful. I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Denise, do you have anything for Patricia?
I don't. I agree with Michael. Focus on what you do have. Not to worry. About the other, because I think when you get real comfortable with what you feel, then,
All righty, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Good. And, sounds great. And Jan, do you have anything for her?
Well, hi, Patricia.
Hi.
So I didn't know that you could, so you saw spirits in South America, is that what you said?
Yeah, when I was born, I used to see ghosts.
Uh-huh.
And
wow.
I could actually see them. And then when I came to America, and I could only feel them. And I've brought Melissa, our friend, over, and she actually is a medium and could see them. And I just wonder, why can't I do that again? You know, I admire that. And so I'm always trying to improve myself, so I wondered, should I improve on that? So I'm happy to know. No.
Yeah, I agree with what they said, too. And you do, on my page, you are always saying stuff that is so intuitive. You always hit things that are so correct all the time. You are so good. And
I love you by my heart, and it's just my feelings with all my heart and soul. So I'm really connected and solid with that, but I'm always trying to improve. So I thought, well, maybe I should work on the mediumship, but I guess not. So thank you so much for answering my question tonight. It will help me focus on better on my,
the
big
only
relief.
Thing, you're talented. And I saw a horse for you this time.
Really?
I did see horse. And it says you're much more powerful than you think you are, and you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure. They are into adventures and travel, and they're into personal freedom, and they're able to travel to other dimensions. They're very loyal, which I know that about you very much. And they're natural leaders too, so they like to explore. So it's a nice animal to have around you right now. What I see.
I love that. That sounds so awesome. Thank you, pretty Virgo. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, pretty Cancer. All right.
Thank you all.
I'm glad you called in.
You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thanks for calling. We're glad you got in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, rolling on to the next caller, area code 307. I've been waiting a long time here. Area code 307, you're on the air. Can you get your name and your calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Hi, Alyssa. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I've been going through some major changes in my life. It seems like everything's changed lately. I'm looking for a job. I'm going through, me and my boyfriend, we split up, and I'm kind of just wondering if we'll get back together and if I'll find a job and things will get better or what I need to do.
Well, some messages are coming into through me, but I'll wait for the other mediums to kind of chime in as I'm digesting this.
Okay.
I keep getting
that you're just going through some big changes. They probably feel like growth spurts, what I like to call them, when they're uncomfortable feeling. Because they are growth spurts. Are you going to get back together with your boyfriend? I don't know about that, but what I do know is that whatever. Once you get through this hurdle, you're going to be so glad you are where you will be at the end of this. Because I just see you, I just kept getting, when you're talking, you're just going through some, you're doing a lot of clearing and growing. And just a lot of big things are opening up and happening for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Davis. Michael Christopher, are you picking anything up?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, I can go, unless, Jan, are you picking something up?
Well, I was mostly getting, when you were talking, is that I saw a lot of pink roses around you, and I was looking for the animal, and I can't see the animal. All I see are a bunch of, like, a big area of pink roses. It's really nice.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I have
so
far.
What
are they? Well, they're sweet. They smell. They're nice smelling. It's pink. It's about the heart. That's what it goes, you know, I feel like your heart, pink heart, and it's affecting your heart, this situation.
Yeah.
Very much part of your heart. Yeah.
Okay, I can pick it up from there if you're
okay.
Sure. No, with that, Jan, Alyssa. This person that you're with. Can you give me their first name, please?
Brandon.
Brandon, hold on, just give me a second here. I want to connect to him telepathically.
Okay.
Brandon. Okay. So here's the thing. You're an empath, which isn't news to you. He is 90% a narcissist.
Yeah.
There's a conflict there, and that's not news to you either. So I'm going to be Captain Obvious here for the 30 seconds, okay? I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't talk smack. I mean, he may have been an empath in a previous lifetime. You may have been a narcissist in a previous lifetime. You're in the same soul group is what I'm feeling. And now in this lifetime, you guys kind of switched roles. You're the empath. He's a narcissist. And now you guys are like two 12-point male deer bucks clashing horns out there in the field, waiting for that doe to come in. And you have to try to muscle through this as much as you can. Let's see what else here am I picking up. You are passionate about developing your mediumship abilities. Everything you're doing, he's kind of the polar opposite of that. It's kind of like a daily fight with him. Your hidden passions, you don't talk about to him, because when you talk about to him, he kind of rolls his eyes and, you know, he does this, that, and the other thing. You're like, okay, dude, well, if I can't talk to you from my heart of hearts, then, you know, go pound, you know, you politely just discard him. And the same with him to you. So how do we heal this situation? Let me see if I can figure this one out really quick. I have to dig deep here. It's going to take a little bit of time. Distance. You might need to step away from him for a little bit and give him time to... What's that?
I moved out from living with him. I've left him for... We've been apart for like a week now.
Well, and what you need to do, Alyssa, is you need to keep that distance, because that's the old saying. If you live on a ranch in Montana or whatever, and you have a bunch of horses, you let that gate open, the horses will run out of that gate, and you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
It's the horses that come back. So... He needs a little bit of a cold shower, okay? And he's not going to get where he needs to be in your eyes until he and it's like you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would encourage you to buckle that seatbelt, strap it down, and just say, "All right, Brandon, all right, that's it. C'est la vie. I was good to you. I got a heart of gold. This, that, the other thing. You don't have to be nasty about it. Just do it clean and clear. And probably in about a couple months from now, he's going to say, where's my Alyssa at? I love her. And you're gonna be like, well, come on, you silly goose, you prove it to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe I'll be moved on by then.
Well, so you catch my drift, right?
Yeah.
I do. So that's what you have to do. So.
Do you think it's another girl?
Hold on, let me see if I can. I don't know if I can figure that one out. That's a tough question.
Okay.
I'll trade you. I'll trade you. Give me the 6 magic numbers for the Powerball and answer your question.
Give you a what?
The 6 magic numbers for the Powerball.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can answer that question.
Is there
another girl in his relationship? Hold on here. Boy, oh boy. Window shopping is what I'm getting.
What?
Okay.
What did you
I'm
get?
Getting the word window shopping.
Oh yeah, he probably is. Yeah.
I'm not gonna take it any further than that, okay?
Okay.
So.
All righty.
All right.
But I'm
so
on the right
I hope
track.
That helps.
The way I'm going.
What's that?
Yes. The way that I'm going, I'm on the right track, though.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Follow your gut.
All righty. Thank you guys very much.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You have a good night.
You too.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. And rock and rolling here. We are on to area code 607. You've been waiting for such a long time. Thank you very much for hanging on. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Nicole. I'm from New York.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good.
Sound a little bit more enthusiastic. You're on the air.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to say that because I'm good. I'm fine. Okay, whatever. So
yeah.
How can we help you tonight, Nicole?
So I have this feeling that my next month's funds, my check is not going to come in, that it's going to be suspended, and I won't have any money next month. I'm supposed to move, and I have to pay rent and other bills. I want to know if you see my money coming in.
A check from where?
It's a check from SSI, the government.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you, Nicole, we don't have crystal balls here. I cannot predict the future. I can only do the now, how you're feeling today. And we talk about this all the time on the round ship tables with the excellent mediums around us that it's very, very tough to say what's going to happen in, you know, 6 to 12 weeks, days, months, you know. Spirit is timeless, but spirit's always in the now. So I'll just say that for me personally, I can't feel that energy with you right now. I'm not going to say it's good, bad, or indifferent. I would just try to hold your own, okay?
All right.
You know, I if I could predict the future, I'd be a millionaire because I was making the joke earlier that I can go out and get the six magic numbers and be a Powerball winner, but I can't do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't have that ability. So your question is what? While duly noted, it's very tough to answer that. And I don't know if anybody here is, I can't speak for anybody here, but for me, I can't answer that for you. So with that, I'll pass to someone else.
There's a lot of fear.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Jane.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. It's fine. Go ahead.
I was just picking up there's a lot of fear around this check. So I just got like, just relax. Just relax. Just keep going as if the flow is still coming. You know, the checks are flowing in. Just keep going on that path. I get that there's just an awful lot of fear. Maybe listening too much to other things or something is where the fear got generated from?
Well, if I don't get this check, then I'd have to go back in the hospital and I'd be there for like 6 or 7 months. Then I'd be waiting to get back into my Catholic Charities to move me again. I'm trying to move. It's my biggest goal. And it'd be 3 more months after that. And
I keep getting, I just see that there's a lot of fear around it, and the fear has to be released. You know, like, I don't know, like talking to yourself, writing about it, trying to find some way to meditate, if it's listening to music, writing, reading, or something. I just get that there's a lot of fear wrapped around this, and I can appreciate that fear. You've got to let go of some of that fear. Light a candle and just write, like light a candle and write. Start releasing it is what I get. That's all I have. Jan, what did you have?
Well, there's this little tiny cat that was peering through this dark area with big, huge eyes. And it was so cute, big, huge eyes, like, you know. And the thing about those checks is they don't usually discontinue you. You know, it takes a lot for you to get discontinued once you get it. So it that was a feeling I was getting. And why would – you don't have to talk about why you – I mean, but, you know, if there's good reason why you would – they would discontinue you, I can't imagine, you know, is there a good reason why they would discontinue you? I mean
– Well, I made a phone call like 2 days ago to SSI to complain about my repe, and she said, so you want a new one? And while we're looking for a new one, we'll suspend your check and you won't get a check.
Oh, that's a new what? What did you say? A new what?
Rep pay? That's someone that will handle your money for you.
Oh, I see. Okay, I would call back and get another worker. You know, just don't allow her to, just call somebody else and get the other opinion. Because, you know, that's just one opinion. And to tell you the truth, that's just ridiculous. That's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Once you,
because I wouldn't even be able to live.
Exactly. It takes a lot to get on SSI, first of all, and then they just don't wipe you out like that. You know what I mean? So just call back, try to get another worker, and explain your situation, and just tell them, you know, I don't want to have to go back in the hospital for another 6 months, and then you're going to have to remove me, and you know what I mean? And just explain to them what's going on. And so the cat says, this is a period where you can trust your own capabilities is necessary. So, and I completely agree with this. Just trust yourself. Trust yourself. And what Denise said too, just, you know, relax, let go of some of the fear, and trust yourself that you're going to be okay. And call somebody else, call back, and redo this whole conversation with them. And
yeah, because
it says,
this actually happens every time I'm about to move out. It's the same month I'm about to move out. They suspend my check, and I have to go back in the hospital for another, like, two years.
Right. And so you want to try and stop this whole scenario. You know what I mean? So that you don't have to do that again. What, Ryan?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, hey, does anybody else have anything? Because we have another caller on the line, Nicole, so not to kind of peel back the onion, but we need to move on, okay?
Yep.
Michael, do you have anything for her?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right. Hey, Nicole, we have to move on. Thank you very much for your time.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Nicole.
All right, and here we go. Last caller. Area code 775, you're on the air. Can you get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Well, thank you both very much. I appreciate
it. Do you have a question for us relative to the theme of second-guessing ourselves?
I do. It's regarding my employment. I do have a micromanager, and I'm very careful to always be polite and business. Today, he was very offensive because he was questioning me at length as to why I was putting extra time on my time card. It was because I was speaking to a client, and you can't tell somebody that calls before quitting time that you have to go. So I didn't say it that way to him. I just flatly explained I was talking to a client. And but he was really intrusive, but I was to the point. And I responded to every question. So I am applying elsewhere. I had asked him twice to be transferred to member services because that's my background. He said he would look into it. So I'm going to ask him again next week what the status on that is. So basically, I need to maintain continuous employment at least for one more year. So will I be able to do that? Will I be in control of when I leave this job or what's going to happen?
Wendy, I don't see you going anywhere.
You don't see me going anywhere?
No. And then when I say you might move around or something, but I don't see you moving that place of employment.
So I'll be staying with the company, but so he will not be firing me?
No. I don't get that at all.
Okay.
You know, those kind of people, when you stand your ground, they kind of they get their feathers ruffled a little bit. Don't let that intimidate you.
Yeah. It. I did stand my ground. That was perfectly stated. And so it was kind of like every comment he made, I was right there to the point. And it offended me because it's against the law to put invalid time on your time card, and I would never do that. So at one point I asked him, I said, is there a concern regarding my integrity? And he said, should I have concern about your integrity? And that did not improve matters. So I just responded businesslike, and I just said, I've always been honest and had integrity, past, present, and future. And then it was uncomfortable, but I have a record of that interaction. He doesn't know that. I noticed that he erased that interaction after I had made a record of it on my own, which I find interesting. But so you still see me keeping my employment at the same company. Next week when I talk to him about being transferred to member services, what will he say? Will he say, no, I'm not going to do it?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I just see you employed. I see you employed.
The same company?
Yeah, wherever you are, employed. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to be elsewhere, but I want to hang on to this job until I get that letter of employment in my hand elsewhere. So I want to be employed when I say goodbye.
Oh, where you're going to be employed, I see you employed.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I see you employed. I don't know where, if it's going to be this particular job, but I see you employed.
Okay. So do you feel that he is going to fire me, or will it somehow?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but I don't know. I just see you employed, so just know you're going to be okay. Whatever happens, you'll be okay because you're going to be employed.
Hmm. Well, I'm pretty miserable, and I'll just play it smart. I'm not going to walk out the door. I'm going to just work hard and be quiet and try to keep things business professional, and that's all I can do.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's turned into a harassment situation on his part, unfortunately. But I am going to speak to an attorney about the record that I have about the interaction. But So God forbid he fires me. I hope that does not happen. Is the other gentleman psychic as well?
I don't know if he has anything. Michael, did you get anything?
Okay. All right.
No. Nope.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know if this is good news or not, but I just don't want there to be a gap in my employment more than maybe a couple of days to take a few days off. But
I just see you employed, so I don't know what else to say on that part other than that. I would pray about it for you.
I do every day.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right. Does anybody else have anything to add?
No.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate your question, and let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
I'll try. Thank you.
We all try. Good night. All right. And with that will conclude our Enter the Light radio show tonight, which is live with co-hosts Denise Ramone, Michael Christopher, Jandrake Bakke, myself, and Dennis had the night off tonight. He had stuff to do. And we look forward to the callers and listeners to join us next Thursday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, or 7 p.m. Central Time, in which we will continue to share psychic intuitive messages with mediumship healings, animal totem poetry, and more. So please call in for a free reading next week, next Thursday at 646-564-9868. And once again, we'll do this. I'm going to go around the round table again because I just love this. I love it when people give their credentials. So please go ahead. Anybody want to start? Not pinning the tail of the donkey here, but Jan, go ahead.
Oh, for God's sakes, Ryan. Well, it's Jandrake Bakke, and that's on Facebook and Twitter. And my website is www.wefindourway.com.
Excellent. I know you hate me now, but I love you too.
I do. I hate you. No, I love you. No, I love you.
Denise.
Yes.
Denise, where can the callers and listeners find you?
They can find me at deniseramone.com.
Excellent. Perfect. Wonderful. Michael Christopher.
www.michaelchristophermedium.com.
Excellent. And last but not least, everyone can find me at healingsthroughspirit.com or dump me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. And once again, with much love, appreciation, gratitude, this was a wonderful roundtable tonight. Great discussion. Thank you guys so much for coming together and helping out these people, and we will talk again next Thursday. I should probably close by saying I will try not to laugh anymore. All right. So.
Thank you for hosting, Ryan. You do an excellent job.
I'm not as smooth as a previous host. So,
yes, you are.
Well, anyway, so I'm running the board, I'm gonna click on end episode. Hey guys, Thanks so much. Look forward to talking with you and working with you next Thursday. Thank you so much again, everybody. Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good night.
Thank you, everybody.